I'm Dan Friedell.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli media cited foreign reports of an Israeli strike on Iran and the absence of official public comment, while Iranian television reported played down the attack, many not even mentioning the Zionist entity, Iran's term for Israel. Muted responses suggest neither side wanted to escalate the conflict. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Israel is traditionally silent on issues like nuclear weapons and intelligence operations, though hardline security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sent out the one-word message, feeble, on X. In Iran, President Ebrahim Raisi chose not to cut short a trip to a central province, indicating the country wasn't on high alert. A senior Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran did not plan a response now. The apparent attack was the latest in a round of actions set off by the killing of seven Iranian officers in a strike on an embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Though Israel has never acknowledged that it was behind the strike, it sparked fears of a wider regional conflict spilling over from the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Friday said the U.S. was committed to Israel's security, adding, when asked about Israel's strikes on Iran, the U.S. has not been involved in any offensive operation.
Our focus has been on, of course, making sure that Israel can effectively defend itself, but also de-escalating tensions, avoiding conflict, and that remains our focus.
Blinken, speaking after the G7 gathering in Italy, urged the rapid implementation of Israel's humanitarian assistance commitments, saying while there had been some important steps taken, more sustained results were needed. The United States vetoed a widely backed UN resolution Thursday that would have paved the way for full United Nations membership for Palestine, a goal the Palestinians have long sought and Israel has worked to prevent. This is VOA News. Ukraine said it shot down a Russian strategic bomber Friday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah.
At least 8 people, including 2 children, were killed early on Friday when missiles rained down over the eastern city and the surrounding central Dnipropetrovsk region. In retaliation, Kyiv says it shot down a Russian strategic bomber it says took part in the long-range strike. This is the first time during the 2-year-long war that Ukraine has downed a bomber within Russia's borders. While the Russian Defense Ministry confirmed the crash, it said it was due to a technical malfunction.
That's Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The U.S. House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval Friday to move ahead with the bill. Democrats joined Republicans in a rare assist. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been making the rounds in conservative media, working to salvage the wartime funding, particularly for Ukraine as it faces a critical moment battling Russia. His own job is under threat as a restless right flank threatens to oust him from office. President Joe Biden sent a swift endorsement of the speaker's plan. Final votes on the package are expected on Saturday. Indonesians are leaving their homes near a volcano as an airport closes due to ash danger. AP correspondent Charles Iladesma.
Buses drive evacuees away from Tagulandang sub-district on Sulawesi Island. Indonesian authorities have closed an international airport and urged residents to leave homes near the erupting volcano due to spreading ash, falling rocks and the possibility of a tsunami. The island's Mount Ruang had 5 large eruptions on Wednesday and smoke emitted from the crater all day Thursday. More than 11,000 people have been told to leave at-risk areas and at least 800 have already done so. Indonesia's Volcanology Center notes it's possible part of the volcano could collapse into the sea, triggering a tsunami. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A jury of 12 people has been seated in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. Alternates were selected as well. The rapid progress Thursday afternoon propelled the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony. In a case charging the Republican with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election, the jury includes a sales professional, software engineer, an English teacher, and multiple lawyers. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.